if you are located outside of the European Union, the United Kingdom and or Switzerland, then you need an authorized representative. So, I have a good news. You have found it with Easy Medical Device. And if you are also in need of an importer in Europe and in Switzerland, then contact us definitely at info@easymedicaldevice.com. info@easymedicaldevice.com, and I'm sure we can help you. Welcome to the Medical Device Made Easy podcast. I am Mounir Elazouzi, a medical device expert specialized on quality and regulatory affairs. My mission is to help you learn how to place a compliant medical device on the market. For that, I share with you my experience and the one of others on this podcast. Are you ready for your dose of regulation and standards today? Okay, so let the show begin. Okay, so today I'm here with Abhinav at hi. Medica. So hi Abhinav, thanks for accepting to be interviewed here.
Thank you, it's my pleasure, Mounir. I've been seeing your videos on YouTube several times, and in a way, some of the things we have done at Prognoix, your videos help a lot in structuring and helping us navigate the regulatory process.
Great. So today I just wanted to ask Abhinav mainly more about his company and mainly why is he also at Medica. So Abhinav, we are here at Medica in Düsseldorf. So are you used to come here to Medica, or it's the first time? Or
yeah, it's a second time here in Medica. It's a fantastic event where all the players in the healthcare space, I should not say medtech only, healthcare space are under one roof, so you can meet different contractors, you can meet potential suppliers under one roof. It's very convenient, and we love coming here, and it's one of the event towards the end of the year which we look forward to.
Great, and can you tell us more about your company and what exactly you are doing?
Sure, so Prognoix focuses on stigmatized illnesses. We believe stigmatized illnesses or conditions for which patients are not going and seeing a doctor right now can be served very well if we could bring clinic or care within the privacy and comfort of the home. So we focus on anything digital, whether it's a digital hardware device or digital medicine in a way, or digital therapy. Our first product is Milonga, which is a digital medicine for premature ejaculation. Yeah. It's a condition affecting 30% of all men. We don't say it only like 30% of men, we see it as a couple's problem. And that's where also the Milonga name comes from, where it stands like Milonga, but is also motivated by the Argentinian tango, which is Milonga dance, reflecting synchrony between the couple.
Great. Let's wait for the noise maybe to stop. Great. So I think it's a signal to say that you have to leave. Okay. So mainly regarding your product, so what is your status now? Are you CE marked? Are you starting to sell? What is your current status?
Yeah, so we are following the DiGA pathway. So we got CE mark in May this year. And now we are doing an 80 patient clinical study together with University of Marburg and Gießen near Frankfurt here in Germany. And as of now, we already have patients using the app who are part of the study, and we are waiting for the study to complete before we could open it for the public.
Okay.
Having said that, if some patients are interested, they can join a usability study and they can have a feel of what the app looks like and how it's going to help them with their premature ejaculation condition.
So in terms of the regulation now, so how do you find it actually in terms of going into the market with the EU MDR, all those new things?
Yeah, so how we see regulatory processes at the end of the day is an opportunity for us to put in extra effort to ensure the whatever we are selling or we are giving it to the patients is safe and effective. So we see it very positively. Of course, it's additional paperwork. It's not that everybody enjoys it, but we see it as an important step. And for us, as a Class 1 CE MDR product, It was not that difficult. Okay. I would say if you have the right support, so we had the right kind of people helping us. There are always questions coming in, and if you have the right support, it's relatively straightforward. And at the end of the day, the objective is to have a product which is safe and effective.
Okay, great. So I wish you all the luck for your products, and I hope Yeah Medica will help you also to get more customers. So thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Welcome everyone. I'm here with Diego Stevanella and from ECM, so a notified body. And I would just wanted to ask him maybe some questions here at Medica. So we are here at Medica. So Diego, thank you for this interview and for accepting that. So mainly what I wanted to ask for you as a notified body. So first, who are you exactly, ECM, and are you able to take some customers, and what is the situation actually for you as a notified
body? As you know, we are a notified body. ECM, it's a notified body for several years.
Okay.
And so, about medical devices, we have been designated since October 14th, 2022. This is a strength in this period.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, exactly.
With a lot of manufacturers and few notified bodies, the fact that we have been designated since, so, 1 year, it's a strength. I mean, we still have capacity to accept new customers compared to the biggest ones. They are really fully booked. We can accept new customers under MDR, so
exactly.
that's surely a strength.
And this is the thing that people are thinking mainly that oh no, every notified body is booked and have no capacity, etc. So no, it's not really true. We there are some capacity. The people have just to apply for it.
Exactly. It's really easy. I mean, we are really quick. This is another strength for us.
Okay.
Because I'm the main interface with everybody. So I manage all the world. But China, and I have just to receive a request,
okay.
And I can send a customer for example, an application, MDR application, to be compiled. I will explain him the guideline for compiling it. So I just received the MDR application, and we can send a proposal, an official quote in not more than a couple of weeks.
Exactly, and because I had the opportunity to work with you on a case, and you sent some a quotation to me like really
exactly.
Quickly, so it was
exactly.
Like not.
Yeah,
so
I'm used to sending immediately, so a price list,
okay.
Just an idea of the price. But of course, we have to receive an application,
exactly.
MDR application, and the official quote can be received in a couple of weeks. So our timeline to send an application is really, really short, and that's a strength. I know about other notified body that takes really long time to send applications, to send official quotes.
Exactly, and I have even notified body that don't answer at all. So
exactly. That's other situations,
exactly, yeah.
But not us. So it's not our situation. I mean, we are really quick in the answers.
Also in terms of starting now the review, how long it takes usually after the application is accepted?
Yeah, more or less the timeline in this moment, it depends on the current condition. Mm-hmm. I mean, the current workload, okay? But in this moment, the current workload, it's we have to wait for 9-10 months to start,
okay.
The document review. Of course, it's not easy. Tell that to a customer. It's a frequent question that I receive.
Yeah.
So how many months are necessary to complete the CE certification process? That's not easy. I mean, I can tell to a customer when we can start a document review, but I cannot tell him when we will be able to complete the process, because it depends on them.
Exactly.
I mean, it depends on the status of the documentation. So based on how many findings we'll find on it, and we'll be able, it's mandatory that we are able to plan the stage 2 audit only when all the non-conformities of stage 1 will have been closed.
Okay.
And the final review only after that all the non-conformities related to the stage 2 audit have been closed. So it's I cannot tell to a customer. I can tell that basically an average time of our customers, it's around 10-12 months with a couple of additional reviews.
exactly.
That the number of rounds depends on the quality of the ducks of the customer.
There is also one question about rounds.
Yeah.
When we look at MDR, there is no talk about rounds that you have 2-3 rounds, etc. So
no.
Is it something that you like have in the contract and say you have this amount of rounds?
No, or? No. There's no limit for us. Okay. So I mean, I know that other notified body
like three rounds.
Exactly.
After 3 rounds, it's like strike and
exactly.
And
they have to come back
exactly.
from the beginning.
Exactly.
No, it's not the same for us. I mean, we can proceed without any limits. It means that, for example, most of them needs only a couple of rounds, but some of them needs 4-5 rounds because they are maybe startups. They are not able, or they yet class. So it's a startup, yeah, with
exactly.
a new medical device.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
They are not able. They don't know what they have to write from a documental point of view.
It's a good news. ECM has
yeah,
no rounds, so it's good.
No rounds. Yeah, we can proceed also with the 10 rounds if necessary,
right.
Of course, because the additional costs are
exactly. This is the point. Is more rounds is not the problem. Is more the cost because it would be additional hours.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Per hour, so it's
the only thing that we can provide at the beginning. It's into the official quote,
mm-hmm.
it's just the price without any rounds. I mean, I cannot tell in advance how many rounds
exactly.
are necessary because it's a, so I don't know.
Yeah,
so
even when we are submitting, each time we don't know. Sometimes
of course.
It's 1 round, sometimes 3 rounds.
Exactly.
Sometimes,
so, of course, at the beginning, every one of us hope that no rounds
exactly.
would be necessary.
Exactly.
So, I mean.
But I never saw that for the moment. So there was
yeah.
always some small issues or small things that, because MDR is also a bit, there is some interpretation sometimes. So we think something, but not sure everybody has another
exactly.
opinion.
Exactly.
So then you have
exactly.
to correct
yeah,
out
yeah.
of that.
Basically, we are, so you, each customer has to follow, the each manufacturer has to follow the Annex 2 of the MDR.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's we are, as a notified body, something can be interpreted in a different way. So
and notified bodies also they are giving to customers the structure of the technical file. So when I go to BSI or I go to SGS or I go to Intertech or the other, they have their structure. Mainly, oh, I want the files on that way. So you have the same?
Yeah, we have the same. Yeah, it's not completely the same.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
in our case, it's really easy. It's an Excel file that we can provide with the QMS docs. And the technical file docs that are necessary, but they are in accordance with the Annex 2, so there's a structure to be kept in order to be compliant with the Annex 2.
And ECM, can you take customers from all over the world, or is it really some countries only?
Yeah, the only limit it's for Russian.
Russia, okay.
And Russian customers, and so Russian, Belarus.
Okay. But all the rest, you can go and your auditors are going there to make the audits and everything.
Yeah. Of course, we can reach each corner of the world.
Okay.
We have several local auditors.
Okay.
Okay, around the world. So no limit.
Great.
So that's
it's really great. So mainly it means that if people are interested to work with ECM, which is a notified body, Italian notified body.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 1282.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
So CE1282. Then you can directly contact Diego. So Diego, how people can contact you? Mainly, so LinkedIn is one.
Yeah,
way.
That's they can get in touch with me through LinkedIn or through via email as well. My email address is diego.s@entecerma.it. Entecerma is entecerma.it.
Great. I will take the card and I will put that on the
yeah.
show notes, and that people can directly contact Diego.
Yeah, or through LinkedIn, it's easy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I contact
Diego through LinkedIn, so it's easier for
yeah.
me, right?
Exactly.
No, great. So thank you, Diego. It was really a pleasure.
My
and
pleasure.
Really, I hope yeah, this will be working for you here. Just one last question.
Yeah.
Medica, in terms of, why mainly is it important for a notified body like you to be here at Medica?
I think that this is the first year we are here with a booth, and compared to the previous year, so I joined to the company since the last a couple of years, and this year is the first year that we have the booth here, and what I think is that it's really really appreciated. So we are receiving several potential customer here, so a lot of visits, and I think that it's really important having a booth here. And
do you receive also customers already, existing customers that are coming maybe to
exactly
talk to
yeah
you?
Exactly yeah I met some of them here in other stands.
Great.
And
so it's helping to keep the communication, to see how it's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, with some of them we are in different process, in different phase of the process. So with some of them we are getting closure.
Great.
So an order or something like that with someone else is just to get in touch with them and to have a short discussion.
Great. So thank you again, Diego. And I hope there will be other notified bodies that will talk to me here at Medica, so then we can discuss about it.
Great.
Thank you very much.
It has been a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Hi everybody, I'm here with Anindya Mukherjee in Medica. So Anindya Mukherjee is the CEO of S-Cube Technologies and my partner, so we are working together on the company. So thanks Anindya for being here with me at Medica.
Hi Munir, thank you. It's been a pleasure. You know, it's a life-changing experience. It's really, really good. More than 6,000 medical device companies are here and It's great.
So your first
for
time here?
It is indeed.
Okay.
But not at all the last time. You know,
okay.
It's just the
beginning
of a big journey.
So for me, it's the second time. So you have also a video on my YouTube channel where I came here in 2019. So if you want me to check that also. Okay, Anindya, just wanted to ask you, why Medica? Why is it important? And what is the benefit of coming here, man?
Sure. I mean, I think this is the biggest medical device exhibition in the world, and we being the one of the fastest growing startup based out in UK and also present everywhere, and we are here to understand what is happening in the medical device technology and how we can change the world of medical device through our digital solution, our eQMS solution. So and of course, you know, meeting all the colleagues, friends, and to the people we are working through digital platform, and here is an opportunity to meet them, greet them, and show them the solution and understand how better we can help them.
Exactly, and the interest also is mainly that some people that are just coming and identifying and say, let's show that to me, but we have also some people that know the solution and wanted to just come and to talk with you mainly.
Yeah, and we even could meet a lot of end users and customers, and they wanted to see us live, the people, you, me and the team who has produced this beautiful eQMS solution. So, it's great, you know.
Great, yeah exactly. So mainly, what would you, first, now you have your first experience now at Medica, so what would you maybe recommend somebody that would be coming next year to really have a good experience here?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very important to, set up the agenda before even coming to the exhibition to know, because it's so big, good planning. This year, obviously, we did not have our own stall, but, it's always the next time. I think, it's very important to know who are your, who are the interested people in your product and who you want to meet. Just tell them, announce them that, you as a company is here and you want to meet them. So I think strategizing is important.
Exactly. I mean, here Medica is really big. Even if you try to visit everything, I think within 2-3 days we haven't ever had the chance to visit everything. So
not
it's so big that
all.
It's really important that you are managing.
Yeah.
Even when they give you the address, like the booth address, it's a nightmare just to find where it is. It's like they make it great with some signs and with things, but it's really difficult. So you have really to prepare and to have really the right understanding of who is where, because they are putting some sections.
Yeah.
For different category of products.
Yeah.
There are also some section for countries also, so there are a lot of different things. So do you enjoy that?
Medica is almost like it should be in the world map, as a town, it's a town in a town, as you said. So Düsseldorf is a city, and I think Medica is not less than a town, it's exciting.
So are you planning next year maybe to
100%.
Come here?
Yes, and we will have a bigger team who will be joining us, Munir, and this is definitely a place where you can understand, you can learn so many technologies in the medical device, and how you and we as a company of EQMS provider, how we can you know, align with the things.
We have so this event today. There are a lot of other multiple events that are happening. This is a trade fair. There are also some conferences. So I think we have also, for the solution, so EQMS solution, we have also to provide some visit to other conferences like RAPS maybe, or other things. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Easy Medical Device is now going to bring such platform where. Yeah. We are going to show to the world, and we as medical device, EQMS solution providers, or even other medical device manufacturers, distributors, importers, they have an opportunity to see that where the exhibitions are happening across the world. And I think we will always be, you know, one of the first companies to take part in such exhibitions and workshops, you know. So we are definitely, the world will be now seeing us more since now we have a very, very complete solution, and it's time to hit the world
exactly, and
with the solution.
Help as much customer as possible. So don't hesitate also, if you need any demo about the EQMS solution, if you need an EQMS solution for your company, then you can contact an India. You have the website smart-i.io, smart-i.io, but I will put everything on the show notes, and then you can, meet Anindya also virtually through a Teams meeting where you will make the demo for that. So thank you Anindya also, thank you for accepting also this interview and to show us how it's working here at Medica.
No, thank you very much, and you know, it's important to tell everyone that, you know, we have produced not just a software but a solution which is not hard-coded in our technical language, say, or it's, we are not closing the end user within our framework. It's quite configurable, because as you know that we are the experts of the medical device compliance, and who probably have hired software developers and testers to build this beautiful solution.
Right.
And we have made it very configurable, and we understand that every company, every product is different, every market is different. So it's not only targeting the MDR or FDA, but definitely they are the top two and the most popular. But you know, they can really tweak it as per their product, their safety class, their regulatory classification, and as per their market. So yeah, as Munish said, we are 24/7, all 365 days available, and we'll be more than happy to show it in the form of a demo. Look forward to meeting you all. Thank you, Munir, again for giving this opportunity and for the interview.
Great.
Cheers. Thank you. Good luck. Bye.
Okay, so hi everybody. So we are here with Alessia Fabretti from Kiwa Ceramet, because we have multiple Kiwas, so just to be sure. So we have Alessia with me, and the objective is mainly to talk about notified body situation here. And we are here at Medica, so thank you again for accepting my interview.
You're welcome. Thank you to you to be there.
Exactly. And the idea of today is mainly to tell me more about Kiwa. Who is Kiwa, and what is exactly the differentiation that you can have with other notified bodies? Because we have now 40 notified bodies, so why should I choose Kiwa?
Okay, so thank you for the questions.
Yeah.
Kiwa is a huge organization. We had three notified bodies actually, one in Italy, one in Turkey, and one in the Netherlands. And we work all together sharing our resources. So why you have to choose us? Because we have an international presence. We have expertise in our notified bodies, but we also have a lot of capability. And we are available to discuss with clients in order to have to try to solve some problems and to discuss about how the certification can deal with, how you can go on, and so on.
So Kiwa Ceramet Italia, Kiwa Dar Services, and Kiwa in Turkey, I think, is correct?
Yeah, it's correct.
So so mainly it means that you can go all over the world, or?
Yeah, that is the idea. We can deal certification all over the world. All of us are appointed to certain countries, so basically the Netherlands and Italy will follow all Europe and US, while Turkey will follow all the other countries.
And we hear a lot that
manufacturers, they should not talk to notified bodies because there is maybe some consulting activities,
yeah,
etc. So
true.
What can you say about that? Can we talk to you?
That I don't agree.
Okay. Great.
Because we spend a lot of time, we invest a lot of time with a dedicated team to discuss the pre-application requests with the customers, to give them all the information they need in order to receive the good information, the right information to issue quotation.
Okay.
And then afterwards, during the certification process also, we create the possibility to have structured dialogue if it's needed in order to clarify some CAPA plan non-conformities and so on. So completely disagree with the rumors you said.
Exactly,
now.
Because we hear a lot that, oh no, you don't talk to notified bodies, you have to wait to have everything ready, then you send them everything. So before to send you everything, we can then have maybe few meetings to expose to you some situation?
Yes, if the customer required that, obviously yes. It's possible to do that. Some customers didn't require at all.
Okay.
So we wait for them.
So is there a borderline between what you can do and not do, like some?
Yes, for sure. We cannot do consultant.
Okay. So what is consulting exactly for?
So I can't say to the customer what he has to do, but I cannot say what the rules has to follow in order to be a faster process, let's say in this way.
Okay.
But the process depends also from the quality of the technical documentation we receive from the customer, you know.
Exactly.
Because now most of the problem are the poorness of the technical documentation. So the elongation of the process is due to that.
So we have with notified bodies also a rumor, another one, that every notified body you have only 3 rounds for a review. So is it true?
No, sorry. Yes, depends from the notified bodies.
Exactly, it's not a UMDR rule, it's notified body
rule.
No,
the MDR stated that you have to define a time frame in which you can go ahead. Otherwise, can be became a consultancy.
Exactly.
So that is the reason why. For Kiva is 1 year. After 1 year, if you do not achieve, let's say, the certification, the complete technical documentation assessment, we have to start again from the beginning.
Okay, so it's did you had to manage that already with some customers?
Two times only.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mainly you have to be prepared to come, you have to have the right documentation, you can discuss with you about the situation, which can help you to reduce also this
timeline.
Absolutely,
but especially the right documentation help the customer to spend less money.
Yeah. We are talking also here about hourly rate, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like we are not talking about when we give a rate, we give a quotation. It's like not a full project. It depends on if there are more time that are involved on that. Correct?
Yeah, I can say that in Kiva the quotation are quite transparent, so you can understand easily what you have to pay. But of course, during the follow-up, when you erase the non-conformities, depend on the time spent after. So it's variable. We cannot understand, we cannot say now it's two hours, 3 hours,
I mean,
5 hours. So it depends from how many non-conformities are
Gained. So we hear also that notified bodies are too busy, it will take too much time, etc. So are you busy or can you take some customers?
So we are, yes, busy, fully busy, but we have capacity, so we take customers. Absolutely, yes.
So is this, is the extension helped you also? Because we hear also that there is this extension until 2027. And we hear also customers say, oh, now we have more time. So what do you want to say to those manufacturers?
So this postponement will help us if the customers speed up the delivery of the technical documentation to the notified bodies. Otherwise, this postponement will not help us.
Exactly. I mean, manufacturers have to have a contract with the notified body before September.
Not only the contract, but also send the technical documentation.
Exactly.
Not the technical documentation.
Oh, really? Also?
Yeah.
I thought that they can have the contract and then they can send later.
Yes, they can send, but if they send 2 years after the signing of the contract, we do not have enough time to complete everything.
Exactly. So you, I suppose that then you are in control at that moment. You say to them when they have to send everything and when you can organize your resource and everything.
Yeah, we
that.
Usually suggest to the customer a time frame to receive the technical documentation in order to have a sort of planning, a sort of Gantt, let's say in this way. Okay, but it's not so easy because they are not ready. Most of them are not ready.
They're always waiting the last minute, I suppose, also.
Yeah, always.
Great. Okay, so Kiva is available. You can contact them. So I will put also the details on the show notes. Hi, everyone. everybody. So I'm here with Adnan Ashfaq. So we had two podcasts together. So first time we meet here.
Wonderful.
So we are here at Medica. So thanks, Adnan, first for the interview. What do you think now of this Medica here today?
Medica has been an interesting visit for us. It's a very big pond, and there's some small fish, there's some large fish. I mean, you've got to try and see what works for you. I think it's important that you do your homework first. I definitely advise people
exactly
to do some homework and where they're going, because it's so big. There's 17 holes, and it takes very long from walking from one place to another. So you must do your homework and research of who you want to meet, where they are, and then it will make it much more strategic for you for your visit, and probably more productive in that way. So that's something that I would definitely advise people to do that for the future.
Because we have 6,000, I think, companies here, and even when they give you the booth number, it's a nightmare to sometimes find where
that's
it
right
is exactly.
So
it's important that, as you said, you already organize that. But for you, as Simply Medica mainly, what is the interest for you to be here?
Yeah, so I've basically been here trying to get people to understand the criticality of the MDR process, moving towards the EU MDR for CE marking. There's a presence here behind my stand here with the US pavilion, and they don't have so much expertise with CE marking, more FDA submissions. So it's interesting to know that also for them, some of them claim to have CE marking with the old MDD, but they actually don't know about the extension and the meaning of the extension. And not just for the US, but for everyone. This is generally the case, and that's caused a lot of confusion. And as some people know, there's a deadline around the corner, only 6 months away. And that derogation that came in place gives allowance based on 3 points. So I've been going around speaking to people, just educating them. And it's not just about making business, it's about making ties, it's about communicating, it's about developing trust as well, that people trust you as a name, that you're here also to help.
Exactly. And here we talk about the new MDR. So
exactly.
We were discussing, is it still new?
Exactly. So the irony of it is that we're here 6 years on from the application of the MDR since it came out. And it still is very much new in the sense that lots of organizations have not embraced it. They're shying away from it. Maybe they don't even know about it. So in that sense, I think it still is new. Some companies have made an effort, they've made a considerable effort to move towards the MDR. They've done work, they claim that they have it. You know, whether they have it or not is another story.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also interesting to know with notified bodies, and there are some notified bodies here at Medica. And you should also use the opportunity to speak to them, because I've also been speaking to some of those notified bodies that have capacity now. So while they're busy with the transfer, but also they're taking on new clients. So there is a concept, maybe a slight misunderstanding as well, that all notified bodies are not taking on new clients.
Yeah.
This is not exactly true. So you have to do some homework and research. There are notified bodies that are taking on new clients. And if you are a new startup business, you need to engage even maybe with a consultant, and they will be able to find them for you, because we're in the business to try and make partnership with the organizations. And as part of that partnership, as we are seeking those notified bodies that will work for you, for your code, which they have under their belt as the MDR designation, because even if they have MDR designation, it does not mean that they have the code that you have needing to apply.
Exactly, the MDR code, yeah.
So we have to make sure that they have the code as well. So that requires a little bit of investigation, so we have to work on that together.
Exactly, and we had two notified bodies that we have interviewed, so ECM and Kiwa.
Right.
So there was also the interviews that we are here.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were claiming, we are available, we can talk to you, because we had also this meaning that, oh, we cannot talk with notified bodies, they cannot give us some, we cannot discuss with them because it will be considered as consulting. But it's not really true from what they were telling us.
No, because you should try and approach them. Well, maybe have the conversation with them. There'll be a point where they will draw the line that they will not go beyond. But it's worth having the conversation, and they're definitely easy to speak to. It's not like the FDA. I think the misconception probably comes from the FDA, because the FDA is much more, in that sense, regulated. As soon as you open the door for conversation, it can be sometimes awkward. I mean, even with the FDA, there's pre-subs that you can do, and you can have conversations with them. But notified bodies, definitely, there's an approach, and people should speak to them and engage with them and not be so scared.
Okay, so what is actually within your activity, the consulting activity for EUMDR, what is the most difficult part actually with your customers?
Well, it's the education, it's making them understand that they've got to do something about it. You know, that don't leave it too late.
Exactly.
This is the key thing, because we've got the 26th of May next year and the 26th of September next year, two key dates, which will then cause a huge bottleneck and a backlog, because everybody will rushing towards that date now. And then to make sure that they have the QMS in place according to Article 10, bracket 9, and then also to make sure that they have the authorised representative mandate in place to the MDR, and making sure that you have the application form in with the notified bodies that you are interested towards your MDR. I mean, it's interesting because I was walking from one side to another side, and in my email I found from one of my clients, notified body, can you make sure that you've got your application in for the MDR? So I said I need to have a meeting with them, because we already had the conversation.
Yeah.
Right. But it's very important. Start the conversation.
Education also is important. Yeah. Understanding the situation. Also understanding that this extension is not an extension mainly for manufacturer. It's more for notified bodies to have time and to get the certification.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is also a slight misunderstanding as well. But in the same time, it will help the whole situation where there's been a potential where everything's coming to a standstill. Some of my clients have been looking towards other regulations, FDA namely, and UK CE marking is providing some opportunity. So big question mark is what's happening with the regulatory framework in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, and there's also some discussions that people have been, you've traveled a lot more than I have to some of these conferences with these discussions taking place with the UK CE framework as well. But I think in the beginning it looked like the UK was going to follow the MDR almost entirely, but I think it's a mistake if that happens.
Exactly.
Because all of the mistakes that they've made, we don't want to make sure that we've taken the mistakes.
Now learning from you.
Learning from those mistakes.
Exactly.
So, exactly. So it needs to be like a hybrid situation, I think. Something in between what is now and what the MDR is aiming towards, which is ultimately patient safety.
Exactly. So we'll look at that anywhere with when the MHRA will decide to release their new regulation and how it's working. Okay, Adnan, it was really a pleasure.
Really
thank you very
you.
Much.
Nice to meet
and
you.
And wish you a great medical.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I'm here with Stuart Angel from IVDology.
Yes.
IVDology. So mainly we are talking about IVDR, I
Correct.
Suppose, or IVD, in vitro diagnostic product. So we are here at Medica. So Stuart, I wanted to ask you, so first, thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.
And I wanted to ask you mainly why Medica and why it's interesting for IVDology here to be here at Medica.
Yeah, thank you. So this is our second year at Medica.
Okay.
So we find it important because this is really where we can start to engage with our potential customers and our current customers in terms of how you get through IVDR, what are the challenges, what are the opportunities that we can work together to try and iron out so we can really help the industry really understand and work towards IVDR compliance.
So are we here talking also a lot of about education also? So it's really that?
Absolutely. I mean, it really starts with education. So we need to help people understand from really the earliest opportunity. So we work with startups as well as the more established companies, really help them kind of get an idea of what the benefits are of IVDR and also within the UK as well. So we kind of help them at least understand the regulatory pathway and what they can do to meet that compliance.
And about IVDR mainly, so what's the situation actually? Because we have MDR that was first, then IVDR came. So do we have some traction? So we have still some people that are like, oh no, we have still some time before we can go to IVDR.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that there has been some challenges.
Okay.
We know that. That's been here for a couple of years, and we're starting to see more challenges coming through. But I think there is still optimism in the market. People are still wanting the CE mark, still wanting to maintain access in the EU. So I guess it's more about the clarity and reducing the risk, right, in terms of compliance. Just making sure that people really understand what technical documentation is, how you get through IVDR compliance for the quality management system. So it's bringing the expertise that we are starting to see now under IVDR. The more people understand it and get through that compliance hurdle, we can start to connect best practices and try and inform the industry in terms of how to go forward.
Great. And in terms of notified bodies also, so we have, I think, 12, if I remember, 12 notified bodies. So do you think now it's enough or we are still struggling?
We always welcome more.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're trying to really connect with them. There has been some resource issues, that's well understood. I think they are starting to relax that, starting to offer more opportunity, more connections with the industry. I think we could do more collectively to match up the right notified body with the right manufacturers, and I think that's starting to come. There is still challenges, there are still delays, there is still waiting times that really need to be compressed, but that will only come with engagement and communication with them.
And what would you recommend for people when they are coming to present, because if they want to present their service, like a consulting service at Medica, what would be your learning now to some people that want to come here to be ready and to make it the most efficient?
I think it's a really good opportunity. You have people that are coming through from all elements of the diagnostic sector, from startups through to established, and it's just listening to their opportunities and their challenges and having that collective understanding. And so having a stand here has been hugely beneficial, because we are here, we have a presence, and they can come and see us, and connected with our social media presence we have currently, it just supplements that.
Okay.
So it's a really good opportunity to meet people that we always do on Teams, right, or we do it on LinkedIn, but actually having that face-to-face discussion just means that we can be more engaging and really understand their challenges and then help them understand the opportunities.
Great. And I think it's also great because mainly everybody is here. So all the world is here. So that is a good point to say, let's meet, because we know we are all at the same point at the same moment.
Absolutely. And it's really positive, right? There's a really positive vibrancy about it. Everyone is wanting to know. Everyone is wanting to connect. And it's a really great atmosphere to do that and make connections throughout the whole industry and throughout the world.
Great. Thank you, Stewart. It was really great. Thanks for your help.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Munir Al-Azouzi, a medical device expert specialized on quality and regulatory affairs. My mission is to help you learn how to place a compliant medical device on the market.